Well, girls, firstly, much to look forward to the season ahead. I'll begin with you, Cody. This is a massive step for you personally, for the team and for Finn Harps.
Yes, it's a massive year for us. It's the very first senior team for Donegal, so it's good in that respect.
And Aisling, how long have you been with Harps?
3 years now. Wasn't playing last year, but I'm back in again this year, and it's really exciting.
And that's one of the strengths of the academy, that a number of the team who are going to be competing this year in at the senior level, they've been with Harps for several years.
I think there's 16 returning, so it is very exciting. We've all played together for the last 3 years, so we would know each other fairly well at this stage, which is good.
And what are you looking forward to most?
Hopefully we'll get some ones along the way. I think probably getting to know the new girls as well, and just seeing how the season goes.
And Cody, you're going to be playing teams, some of them maybe you haven't played against before. It's hard to know just what way the league's going to go, but I suppose the main thing is that you go out and you're competitive.
Yeah, it's a big change up this year with the under-23s. Like, you have our senior teams and then you have the under-23s from the bigger clubs. So yeah, it'd be good to get out and get in against them and see if we can put up a fight.
And what about the training regime beforehand? I take it you're going to be out several nights a week?
Yeah, we mostly train 2 nights a week in the Letterkenny Community Centre, but we also do gym work behind the scenes as well. So.
And, you know, off the pitch these days is nearly as important as on the pitch, because you're looking at diet, strength and conditioning. So there's a lot more going on than meets the eye.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we take our recovery very serious. I know there's a few of the girls that live down next to the beach, so they're constantly in the water as well. So, yeah.
And back to you, Aisling. Just when you look at the names of the people in the squad, there's a great geographical spread. There's people from all over the county.
Yeah, there is. There's loads from down the west as well, which is good to see. And then I suppose it's probably the better players from every area to make the team.
And what would be your hopes for the season?
I'm not sure yet. We haven't sat down and talked about it, but it'd be nice to get going and get a few ones.
And Cody, there's going to be a lot of travel, and people in Donegal are well used to that, but that's also, I suppose, a factor in terms of team bonding and the togetherness, the away trips. It can actually be a positive.
Yeah, definitely. The past 3 years anyway, we've been up and down the road, down to Dublin and the likes of Limerick and all, and we'd play games and stuff on the bus trying to get the team bonding going, and I feel like we have a really close knit at the minute, and only the girls coming in will just make it better.
And tell us about the coaching staff. They're putting in an enormous effort.
Yeah, they are. Behind the scenes, yeah. Even the board, they're doing a massive shift to get us up and running for this year. So it's going to be good, exciting.
And finally, back to you, Aisling. From now to the start of the season, Christmas is in the way, but you won't be slackening off too much from the training.
We'll have to see how that goes. We do have our pre-season plan now in place, and we're hoping to be back on the pitch by the 15th of January. So we're all looking forward to that.